moment together at gentleness. Now, I don't know what comes to mind when you think of that word gentleness. Some people think being gentle is a weak option. It's a sort of fluffy, nice thing that you grow out of. But I want to suggest this morning that that's very, very different to what the Bible thinks of when it thinks of gentleness. I want to suggest that gentleness, being gentle, is the hard option, the tough thing to do, and the thing that can make a difference, not only in your life, but in the life of everybody you come across. So let's think about gentleness. But first, I'd like you to think what reaction you have to these pictures. Is everybody looking at the screen? So just imagine what reaction's going on in you as you see these pictures. Okay? What about this one? And this one? And this one? Can you feel something happening inside? And this one? And this one? And this is one for you drivers. How about this one? Road rage. Hands up if your mum or dad have ever looked like that while they've been driving. Okay, thank you. I've taken a note. I will talk to them at the end. The thing about anger is this, that it produces anger in us. Sometimes I'm just outside here where the road goes to one lane, and perfectly reasonable, normally men, drive up and they can't get past. And they wait and smile at each other. And then when they realize that one of them isn't going to back up, they start to go, "Arr!" And perfectly normal people suddenly turn into monsters. Does that ever happen with your brother or your sister, I wonder? Well, if that ever happens with your mum or dad, I've got a verse that I'd like you to memorize and quote to them from the back of the car and see what their reaction is. It's from Proverbs chapter 15. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Shall we say that all together and then you can memorize it, okay? All together. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. That's amazing, and it's so true, isn't it? That if someone is angry and you deal with them gently, it can make all the difference in the world. And it's a hard thing to do. The easy thing to do is to get angry back, isn't it? But the Bible says a gentle answer turns away wrath. And a gentle answer isn't easy. Hands up if you've got one of these. Okay, show me. Stick your tongue out. Come on, everybody. Everybody stick your tongue out. Okay, now put it away. Fantastic, you've all got one of these. Now, James says something interesting about the tongue. He says this in James chapter 3. All kinds of animals have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. Do you know, I think gentleness is about taming the tongue. Gentleness is about choosing to respond differently when your brother or sister or friend or neighbor or the person in the other car responds angrily to you. And that goes for emails and every other sort of social exchange we have, not just with the tongue. We really can change people's behavior by the way we respond. And I remembered as I was thinking about this, something that someone said to me many years ago when I was working in industry. It was one of those courses that your company sends you off on to make sure you can better relate to other people. And the speaker said two things that stuck with me ever since. The first is behavior breeds behavior. If I respond angrily, it breeds anger. But gentleness can bring a change in behavior. The other thing they said is you can choose your behavior. We can choose not to be angry people. Now, some of us are sitting here and we're thinking, he doesn't know me. He doesn't know how easy it is for my switch to be flicked. And suddenly, before I know it, I've turned into Mr. Angry. Well, I do know what that feels like because, believe it or not, occasionally it happens to me. But this series on the fruit of the Spirit reminds us that we can choose our behavior with God's help. We can choose our behavior with God's help. Because the fruit of the Spirit, including gentleness, grows in us when we invite God to fill us afresh with His Holy Spirit. We're going to sing again in a moment. Before we do that, I'd love to just pray for all of us. Every person here has sometimes not responded with gentleness to anger. We all do it. But with God's help together, He can make us into different people. And that'll be a tough option, but it can change everything. So let me pray, and I'd love just for you to join me in a prayer by saying amen at the end. Maybe think about someone that you find it very difficult to be gentle with. Someone who easily gets angry with you. And we'll hold that relationship before God this morning. Father, we pray this morning for your forgiveness for the times when we have not been a gentle people, when we have been angry and cross and full of wrath. Please forgive us. Help us to be more patient with each other and with other people. Help us to pause and count to 10 before we respond. And fill us with the fruit of gentleness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Faithfulness. So gentleness is now sunk in, is that right? And you're all going to be much more gentle in the week ahead. So let's think for a minute about faithfulness. I looked in my dictionary at what faithfulness means, and I came up with these words. Loyal, steadfast, true, dependable. Someone who is faithful is someone that you can rely on, someone who won't let you down. And at the back, as you came in, some of you were asked to just put a little post-it note saying some of the things that you have seen about faithfulness, God's faithfulness. Because you see, the thing about faithfulness is this, it's not just something that we're called to become more like, it describes God. So some things that people have said. God's faithfulness is known to me new every morning in the air I breathe, the food I eat, and the health I enjoy. God has been faithful by helping me accept injuries and recover. God's faithfulness has been seen in finding things for me, by leading me to a new job, our family income, our daily bread. He is always there, even when I have turned away. In so many ways, He has provided for us over the years. He has been faithful in answering my prayer for patience with my husband. I don't know if that was my wife that put that up. He shows it every day in the small things. As I was thinking about faithfulness, I was reminded of this story that Jesus tells in Matthew 7 that we're going to see on our screens. Are you ready? This is a story that Jesus tells. Thank you. You know it well, don't you? The story of two builders, one who built his house on the sand and it collapsed, and one who built his house on the rock and it didn't. And Jesus says in Matthew 7, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And that story is a story about faithfulness. It's a story about being loyal and steadfast and true and dependable. But here's the thing, it's not so much a story about us, although it is in part, but it's a story about God, because he's the one that is utterly faithful. And when we build our lives on him and on Jesus' teaching, then we find, even though things don't go easily, we can live in God's presence and his love. In fact, all of the fruits of the Spirit are things that God builds in us that come from God's character. All of those things are pictures of God. I'd like us this morning, as we think about gentleness and faithfulness, maybe as we think about what it means to be a gentle people and a faithful people, to also ask God to help us to experience his gentleness and his faithfulness in our lives. So let's just say a prayer together before we go on. Father, we thank you that you love to build in us the fruit of the Spirit, to make us more like Jesus, to make us more like you. And we pray together that you'll help us to become more a people who respond with gentleness and with faithfulness to you and to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.